back to Saturday Splash with Lynn and Maddie. Maddie, do you like beer?
I love beer. In fact, I just wrote a rhyme about beer while we were getting ready for the segment.
What is it?
Beer, beer, the magical drink. The more you drink, the more you think. The more you think, the more beer you drink. So drink some beer and never mind the last part of this rhyme.
Okay, well.
That was kind of good.
That was kind of good.
I got the first half down and then remembered there was a second half to that.
Oh.
All right. The point of this segment is beer. We're talking about beer. Did you guys know that beer, craft beer specifically, and sustainability go hand in hand?
Yeah, one of the reasons we have so many breweries here in South Carolina and in North Carolina. Can you guess what it is? Oh, yeah. It's the really, really great water that we have here.
Clean water makes clean beer.
Yep, that's right. And now today we want to talk a little bit about one brewery. They're in North Carolina, but their beer is sold here. And they're doing some really incredible things with sustainability at their brewery. And stay tuned. We're not only talking about drinking, but we're going to tell you at the end of the segment how you can use beer in your garden. So
that's right.
Keep up with that. So LEED certification. What is LEED certification, you might ask? LEED, L-E-E-D, is Leadership in Energy and Environmental Design. And basically what that means, there are levels of certification. You could be rated certified, silver, gold, or platinum. And Sierra Nevada is now rated platinum LEED certified, which means that they keep 98.5% of their waste out of landfills and out of the system.
That's
How
right.
awesome is that?
That's amazing. Yeah. So LEED certification, that's for businesses, communities, anything that's built, operated, constructed. You can become LEED certified. I'd like to go ahead and point out that we are in no way affiliated with Sierra Nevada, aside from the fact that we just really love their beer. So we're going to learn y'all a little bit about this wonderful brewery.
Yeah, and they are not sponsoring us. We are no way affiliated with them, but we like what they're doing. And we think that this is a wonderful, wonderful thing for businesses to try to achieve in any industry.
Yeah, especially in the craft beer industry. We've got a huge beer industry here in South Carolina. It's very up and coming. So Sierra Nevada is a brewery, and it was started in Chico, California. And recently, within the last few years, it has expanded into Mills River, North Carolina, which is just right outside of Asheville. Well, Lynn and I went up to a conference in Asheville a couple Octobers ago, and we got to tour the Sierra Nevada Brewery. They have three sustainability folks on staff. So there are people telling this brewery how they can be the most eco-friendly brewery that they can be.
And one of the things that they do there, solar panels. A lot of their energy is provided by solar panels. They have 2,200 panels, including solar trees, in their parking lot, which is so completely cool. And you can't, they actually look like trees. You don't even notice that there's solar panels
they're
in the
cool.
parking lot.
That's in Mills River. In Chico, they have, their brewery houses one of the largest privately owned solar arrays in the country. 10,751 panels at their brewery in Chico. And that covers enough roof space to span 3.5 football fields and supply 20% of the brewery's electricity. That is the equivalent of powering 265 average American households for 1 year.
So what I'm learning from this is that if we just put solar panels on 3.5 football fields, then we could power 200 homes in Greenville.
265 American.
That'd be
average
awesome.
American households. Yeah.
Where are we gonna find the football fields though?
Ooh, Death Valley. Y'all need some solar panels.
Maybe. They also do microturbine technology in Chico. They run off natural gas and biogas, which is produced by their wastewater. So that powers part of their brewery there. Between the two systems, they wind up using their microturbines power 40,060 watt light bulbs for an hour.
Wow.
That is totally cool. So they're also all about energy efficiency. And they incorporate all sorts of energy efficiency practices in a variety of systems. So they have heat recovery units on their boilers, their turbines, their brew kettles, And recovering heat from brew kettles is really is a big thing for them, I would say, because that puts off a lot of heat.
Oh, it's all they recovering do. Heat is a big deal. I mean, the more heat that you recover, the less you need to cool your facility, which saves a ton of power. I don't know if you guys turn the air conditioning on in the summer, but I do. And let me tell you, my power bill is way higher when it's hotter.
Yeah, it's kind of one of those things, you know. It's like it's also way high when it's colder and you got your heat on in your house. Mm-hmm. So that's a good way of getting energy. But in 2014, 99.8% of their solid waste was diverted from the landfill through creative measures.
Very creative.
That's incredible. They reuse, reuse, and recycle, and they compost there.
They do. They do. They compost. It's called a hot rot composting system. And it's the first hot rot composting system in the United States. This is out in Chico. It was installed in 2010. It's a state-of-the-art system that has transformed more than 5,000 tons of organic waste from the brewery and their restaurant. They also have a restaurant there.
Think about that. 5,000 tons of waste that could be reused.
It turns it into rich compost, and they use that in their estate hop field, their barley field, and their garden. So they take the waste from their brewery, and they turn it into compost, very healthy, rich soil, and they use that to grow their own hops and barley.
That's awesome. And, you know, we're going to do an episode on composting coming up here in the near future because it's something that everybody can do in their home. And it doesn't take very much. It doesn't take a lot of technology. And you can create rich soil for gardening or for any use around your home, really.
That's right. Let's talk about delivery. They use an alternative transportation method using vegetable oil. So every drop of used vegetable oil from their restaurants is converted into biodiesel. So in Chico, they make biodiesel on site, and then they put it into their beer delivery trucks. In Mills River, they're kind of new. They're up and running just within the last couple of years. So they're still catching up with Chico, but it's a good start. In Mills River, they partner with a local biodiesel manufacturer who sells biodiesel locally.
And the next thing they do, remember we talked about stormwater, and what is stormwater? They do stormwater management in Mills River. Well, in Chico, too, as well. But there's a huge amount of rainfall in North Carolina and in South Carolina. A little aside, did y'all know that Jones Gap is actually a rainforest? That is totally cool.
More on that in future episodes.
That's right. Tune in for that. But in Mills River, they have permeable pavers. And we have already discussed in our last segment, we talked about impermeable pavers or asphalt, which the water can't go through. But there is a technology for permeable pavers. And what that allows is that allows the water to filter through into the groundwater supplies. And in Mills River, they have almost 530,000 gallons. Sorry, I'm having trouble talking today.
We've got beer on the mind. It's very distracting. I know. It's morning time. Don't you worry. We are holding off until
yes, we're drinking coffee right now, so don't be concerned about that. But they have 530 gallons of cistern space, which captures rainwater, and it takes it from the rooftops and from the paved surfaces, and then it's distributed around the brewery for non-potable uses. Do we know what non-potable means?
They are not drinking it.
Nope.
But nope. They're using it where they need water to be used.
And then they have excess water, which is wonderful, and they channel that into the French Broad River through an engineered stream, and it offers cleaner water to the river, and it helps prevent erosion, which we've also talked about. So they also do water treatment there. They have an on-site wastewater treatment facility, and it takes water from each brewery and pre-treats it before sending it to the municipal treatment facility, which means that they're cutting down on what the municipality has to do to get that water clean for you, which is really wonderful. They use homegrown ingredients. They grow hops. They started that in 2002 in Chico. They grew their own hops on a 3-acre test plot, and they took the homegrown approach a step further in 2008. They planted 30 acres of barley field. Then they got bitten by the farming bug, and this is what happens. They now have 11 acres of hops and 100 acres of crop space slated for barley. So they're producing their own ingredients to make the beer. How awesome is that? So let's talk about it. They're awesome, but we did promise you that we would talk about ways to use leftover beer in your garden.
Now, this is leftover beer. We're not saying go out and buy a six pack of Sierra Nevada and pour it in your garden. But let's say maybe you had some folks over and for some reason they didn't finish their drinks.
Why that would be, I don't know. But, you know, you always have the, like, beer in the bottom of the bottles left over. So what you can do with that, interestingly, you can make fertilizer out of that for your garden, because watered down beer adds nutrients and nitrogen to the soil and it gives your plants a boost. And then you're not spending money on fertilizer, which is super awesome. But the main way, one of the big things that you can use beer for, is to kill slugs. Maddie and I have had this argument before. It's not an argument. It's a discussion, really. What is more humane to kill slugs? Because you can also put salt on them. So is it more humane to drown them in beer, or is it more humane to salt them? What do you think?
I'm just saying, if I had to go, I'm not going to get salted. I'll just put it that way. That would not be my preferred method.
Yeah, so you could put out a little narrow pan like a pie plate or a plate and put beer in it, and the slugs are attracted to it. And then they go in and they drown. Poor little sluggies, but you don't want them in your garden. So that's
true.
You know, a great thing.
Beer also is a really good compost starter. So dump it into your compost, and the yeast and the sugar in the beer feed the bacteria in the compost, and it really gets it cooking. And we're going to talk about compost more in depth in a later episode, but when I say bacteria in a compost, you say, yay!
Good! Awesome!
Good. Yes. It's also a cleaner. You can clean your tools with it. So carbonation in beer can help remove rust from your garden tools. That's fresh beer. That one's not going to work with the beer that's been sitting in all night. No more carbonation. But hey, soak them for about 10 minutes, buff it with a cloth, and you've got clean tools.
That is awesome. So for more tips, you'll have to stay tuned to Saturday Splash and upcoming features, and we will be talking about all sorts of ways to use different things in your garden. We'll be talking about how to keep our waters clean and anything else. Again, if you have any questions, if there's something that you'd like to talk about, email us through our website, SaturdaySplash.com, and we will take answers. So please tune in.
That's our show, Saturday Splash, here on 94.5 WGTK, The Answer.
Bye.